Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I attempt to bring you good guests, accurate info, or to bring you opposing views. A lot of the people that attack me lie and say that we screen calls and we have fake callers. You out there that have listened and called in know that's not true. You know, I mean, just frankly, the people saying things about me have no proof, no evidence. It's all lies. And I, for one, am sick of it. Not because I don't like being attacked. Frankly, it only builds the show. That's just a media rule. What I don't like is that it distracts people away from real issues. Now, I'm done talking about it. That's distracted us for 15 minutes. I want to get into some economic news, a bunch of other news. We got Dion, we got Derek, we got many others that are holding. I promise to take a lot of calls today. I've done that so far, but not as many as I'd like. 1-800-259-9231. But somebody brings up Oklahoma City, I got to talk about it. Or somebody brings up other issues, I got to talk about it. Or somebody just brings up the... It may not even be looniness. It's probably government operatives. I mean, nobody can believe that the sun orbits the earth and we're on some type of pinwheel. I mean, I just can't handle it anymore. I don't believe in Rife machines. I don't believe in chupacabras. I don't believe in kooky bull. I'm into documents. I interview economists. I'm into serious issues. I give you mainstream stories. Aaron reposted them on JonesReport.com about Bayer knowingly shipping out AIDS blood and Factor VIII and DynCorp running child kidnapping rings. I mean, we've got to fight that. Not just spend all our time pointing fingers saying who the best leader is. I mean, do you get death threats? I mean, real ones? No, you don't. I'm doing this to try to save people. I'm doing this because it upsets me that evil keeps winning. And I'm a righteous person. I'm not a pure person, but at my core, I am trying to do good. And anyone with discernment knows that. For the weak or the mentally ill out there, you don't. And you never will. The New World Order makes you cynical and trains you not to trust anything. You need to trust but verify. You need to go out and you need to check in. And who's had track records? Who's told the truth? Who's warned you? Who's given you advice that turned out to be true? I mean, I can't believe how people in this movement, they just believe anything anybody tells them. You can't do that. You have to go out and check in to what everybody's saying. Now, here's the news, folks, and it's serious. This is AFP. U.S. Treasury Chief says Social Security unsustainable. U.S. Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson said Tuesday that America's Social Security program for the retired is financially unsustainable and needs an urgent overhaul. Paulson speaking after a government panel had completed its annual assessment of the Social Security and Medicare benefits program, said waves of retiring Americans threaten to soon deplete available funds stockpiled in the two programs. As the baby boom generation moves into retirement, these programs face progressively larger financial challenges, Paulson said. The Treasury Secretary said the growing number of retirees and the program's rising costs could harm America's future prosperity if Social Security and Medicare are not overhauled or bolstered. Let's stop there. Bolstered means more taxes. For Social Security, the government takes about 8% of your total earnings. If you were a 7-Eleven worker and invested at 5% yields a year, on average you'd retire after 35 years with about $1 million. With Social Security, you're probably going to get about $150,000 paid out. Maybe if you're lucky, from the time you retire at 63 and you die at 76. And none of that even matters now because they've devalued Social Security by more than half in the last 4 years. So this is all a moot point. We'll discuss it, get into gold exploding, and a lot more. Your phone calls and a bunch of audio clips and tons of news straight ahead.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. The first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being, order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Inflation has been more than 50% in the last 4 years. And that's accelerating. That's getting even worse by the minute. It's deepening. So someone getting $1,000 a month on Social Security is now getting the equivalent of buying power of $500 a month. And there's no discussion about it in the media. And there's going to be another at least 15% reduction in the next year, maybe 20% inflation. They're talking about even higher. And then the next 2 years after that, it's supposedly going to run up to 20, 30% inflation, running the dollar down to almost nothing. That's what every forecaster we've had on has said. You don't have to be a quantum mechanics physicist or a rocket scientist or a MIT mathematician to do the math there. And so the Treasury Secretary is talking about this being a problem in a decade and how we need more taxes or how the corporations need to get control of the... There's been no money in Social Security since the mid-90s. Clinton took it all. And Clinton didn't balance any books. He just, quote, didn't spend as much money as was in the budget. The budget is what they're doing that year. Nothing to do with the debts, the actual debts and obligations. And so, everybody feels like they're alone. All these retirees who saved their whole lives, and that's being burned through right now because of devaluation. They're not making any more money, except probably a few investments, and that's being eroded. Their Social Security check won't pay for anything. The average Social Security recipient's getting around $650 a month. You can pull it up. It's $650-something. I saw it a few weeks ago. I mean, how do you live on $650? Come on. Come on. And it's being devalued by 15% a year at least. But no, let's not talk about that. Let's talk about how blood-drinking lizards secretly run the New World Order. And then everybody hears that, and then serious people don't listen to us. See, what they do is they tag on flying saucers, blood-drinking lizards, and all this other bull, and all this esoteric stuff. They tie all that into serious issues, and people don't listen to us. And that's the tactic. Gold rebounds on weak dollar. Gold prices rebounded Tuesday and into Wednesday, now jumping more than $30 as a falling dollar and a big drop in consumer confidence enhanced the allure of precious metals as the alternative investment. When this came out, it said 15. It's more than 30 now. We've got that going on. Gold sector lifted by booming price. You see, people had... To explain this simply, Ted Anderson, Ted, will you explain that everybody knew last week gold was going to go down? We just didn't know how far down because the people that were in the market had bet in the futures market and in several other markets that it was going to be a lot lower than it was, so they had to pull out. And so explain how that works to people, Ted.
Well, it's as simple as this, Alex. I mean, I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I'm in the market. I couldn't tell you that at that moment gold was going to go down.
Well, I mean, Kitco was saying it.
Yeah, Kitco was predicting it. What was going on there is there's a lot of selling that was occurring, mostly by the central banks to start things to tip it off. But then when somebody enters into the futures market and they have a long contract, which means they're betting that gold is going to go up, if gold goes the opposite direction, they lose 10 times to every $1 they invested. And if they only have so much money deposited to hold that contract, and let's say you got a $10,000 investment, well, if gold goes the wrong way, two times the direction that you have, you know, to cover your call, you're going to have to come up with a second $10,000, and it's gone.
And last Tuesday, those contracts came up. That was their window to jump out. But now it has shot back up to above 950 today. And this is a buying opportunity, ladies and gentlemen. The fundamentals is that gold is only going up. All the mainstream analysts are admitting it should be at 2,200 plus for adjusted inflation for 1980's last high.
Yeah, exactly, Alex. I mean, you can tell. I mean, the same conditions which created the market of a $1,030 an ounce gold still exist today. As a matter of fact, there are compounding problems. So things have actually gotten a little worse. Not
something
that
else happened last week. For a month, the major Asian gold buyers in China, India, and the surrounding Pacific Rim got together a mass protest and refused to buy gold. They've been doing that for several weeks. Then they had to capitulate and rushed in for all-time record gold buys last week and this week.
Yeah, because of the fact that they're able to buy it at a little bit better price. Plus, also, all those long contracts that were forced to sell, finally, you know, it takes a little bit to adjust that, what's going on, and then you find a floor, you find a support level. That was right around...
Where is gold right now?
910. Right now, gold is, what is it, 950, 250. So right now, gold is just coming right back up again. It was a little bit of a correction. That market, that supply that was in the marketplace has been absorbed into the market. The market is now pushing forward, and we'll see higher prices.
And the fact that such a massive, you know, they're secretive about how much they put, but they admit that on a weekly basis, they've been dumping at least tens of billions onto the market at below price to try to drive it down, because gold, and Dr. Roberts, Ron Paul, they all agree, gold makes a weak dollar and currencies look bad, and it's seen as a bellwether of inflation, and they're really panicking. They know when it went past 1,000 that they, and this is the news, in the past, for decades, when they suppressed gold, it worked. The last 2 years, they've been failing, and it's gone from 300 an ounce to over 1,000. There's no doubt Don't look at a week trend or a month trend. Look at a yearly trend. Look at a five-year trend. Look at a 10-year trend. Gold is going straight up. This is a buying opportunity. Now, it's already rising. Now, Ted, I didn't ask you on break. I know you locked in some gold at the price of $910 for buyers. Do you have any of that gold left, or has it gone up now that it went up?
No, actually, I'm working on the same prices that we talked about yesterday when we're on air. I still have the British sovereigns. They haven't changed right now. They're 256. I also still have the franc coin at 204. Both of those, I mean, we both have seen gold went up, $15 since yesterday's time when we're on the air. $15 had increased. This stuff is still the same price, and that's because I did lock in at the lower level. My trader, Mona, she says, you've got to watch out on these silver dollars. Supply is so thin on those, but I'm still going to make the offer. $665 per roll of 20, and they're uncirculated piece dollars. Now, these are trading for $33 a piece. Regular circulated silver dollars are around $26, $27 right now when you can get them. And they pretty much have been all sold out. Nobody's got supply. I've got a little tiny supply of silver. That stuff is just impossible to get our hands on. And the gold market's starting to turn the same way. So, you're right, Alex. If you're going to be getting involved in the precious metals market, and I don't know how you couldn't, because when you take a look at what the dollar's doing right now, you know that deal's doomed.
Well, by the way, I talked to Ted behind the scenes. Last week I tried to buy silver. Because, you know, I'm not a big wig. I'm not a high roller. And I just said, hey, I want some more of those half dollars. And Ted went back and looked in his vault, and he said, okay, I got a bag and a half left that isn't already sold. And he goes, oops, no, there's some orders here. She just told me, sorry, all I've got is $400 worth. And I go, well, that's okay. I just wanted to buy 1,000. You know, I'm a small-time buyer. But the point here is that I got a little box of silver coins last week. And that's what I do every few months. But they're gone. Okay, and then I went other places to try to find it. I don't just buy from Ted. And they wanted huge premiums on half dollars and circulated dimes. And, I mean, type in gold shortage. Silver shortage. Type it into Google. They're running out everywhere. I mean, this is insane. And that's why they're trying to hold it down. They saw the insane hysterical rally beginning 2 weeks ago that would have sent gold up to 1,500, 1,600, 2,000. Mainstream analysts saying it was going to go there in the next few months. And so they piled on with everything they had, and they can't even hold it down for a week. This is a buying opportunity. Tell them about the coins you've got, Ted.
Again, what we have right now is the British sovereign coin. It's $256 per coin. That coin is a quarter ounce gold. We also have the franc coin, which is 204. Both of those coins are manufactured. They're back in the 1940s, so they're older material. Obviously, they're not making them anymore. Finite supply. We have a lot of people that are getting into gold and silver right now, and there just is not enough material to go around. I wouldn't be surprised a bit if gold hits $2,000 an ounce. You're going to try to buy items, and you're just not going to be able to get what you want.
What do you mean? I mean, it's already hard to get silver.
Yeah, silver right now, that's already happening. That's occurring right now. Just like you said, if you type it into Google, I know. I'm in the marketplace. I know who all my competitors are. Everybody's talking about the same thing. What are we going to do?
Headline last week from Mainstream News was on Kitco. 12 major silver distributors sold out.
That's what's going on right now. All the wholesalers right now are in such short supply, it's ridiculous.
Give them the number, Ted.
It's 1-800-686-2237. Again, that's 1-800-686-2237. And do it now. Alex, the market is just not going to hold back.
Gold has shot up, $20 since yesterday?
Yep, that's what it's right now. I'm looking at gold. It was up 11.10 from this morning and about $20 from yesterday is right. You know, and silver right now.
All I know is it was at 9:30 last night, and now it's 9:52. So I'm just.
I mean, we're almost at $18.50 on silver. You know, and $950 on gold. I mean, come on, it's already come back $40-some from its low. It didn't take, like you said, not even a week.
What is that? It's already come back 3% in 2 days.
Yeah.
1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Ted, thanks for the analysis. Thanks for all the support.
You bet. I'm glad to be here.
Okay, here's the deal. I'm going to come back. I'm going to cover more news. I'm going to try to jam in as many of your calls as I can. The time just flies.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress for the world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles. All available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM/FM shortwave radio. For limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. $2.9 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM/FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
This is the end, beautiful friend. This is the end, my only friend, the end.
All right, I'm taking four calls right now. Dino in Chicago, you're on the air, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Good to talk to you, mate, and I just want to say that you truly are a patriot, and I first heard about you on MySpace probably early last summer, and started listening to you through We the People radio network, and I just wanted to get on here real quick and give you my support and my appreciation for what you're doing to help wake the people up, and at the same time, if I could just put in a plug for all of my favorite radio hosts on We the People Radio Network, and that's mainly you, Jack Blood, Catherine Albrecht, Michael Bednarik, Mark Hornkey, Alex Ansary, George Gordon, and Randy Kelton and Deborah Stevens, and I'm pretty sure you probably know a couple of them personally.
Yeah, I do. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Moving quickly, let's talk to Derek in Detroit. Derek, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Oh, no problem, Alex. Yeah, I called yesterday. I was about the Great Lakes region, like the policies from Brookings Institution, and I did some research on these people. Man, these guys have been, like, pushing the one-world government for God since, like, the 1913.
Yeah, one of the biggest think tanks, one of the biggest foundations, Brookings Institute, comes out and says, yeah, North American Union, we're merging everything right now, and then the public doesn't read, and so the news just said, look, I'm not kidding when I say this. CNN and Fox have announced the Trans-Texas Corridor, we played the clips, does not exist, and that Ron Paul is insane. The Trans-Texas Corridor is billboards, signs, roads. They don't care, and the public says, okay, you say it doesn't exist, I don't see the billboards. I mean, this is the level of incredible propaganda that we're living under.
Oh, yeah, and, you know, these guys help, you know, refine the blueprint for the United Nations. And, you know, I find it odd that they attack a region like, Michigan's hit. I mean, our housing industry is in shambles. I mean, I'm waiting for the big three to pack up. I mean, most of my family have, like, lost jobs because...
And their answer is more immigrants. There's a bill in Congress right now to legalize more of the value-added visas, the skilled visas.
It's totally ridiculous. I mean, they have us, they said our greatest asset is the human resource of this area. Like we're nothing more than just...
They hide their terms, and I appreciate your call, in plain view. Human resources is a eugenics term, and in the textbooks from 160, 70 years ago, they call us human resources. People say, what's the source? John Taylor Gatto's book, all 800 pages, is for free on his website. We sell Charlotte Iserby's book, The Size of a Phone Book, with all the documents. We post links to them all the time. Go find them for yourself. Okay? Human resources, the human resources department, all of that. Let's go ahead and, I mean, we do whole shows on that where you give you the sources. Then later I'll give you shorthand for it. But it is quite a claim to say DynCorp runs child kidnapping rings. So I had Aaron Reed post the mainstream news articles on JonesReport.com today because you called and asked about it. Let's go ahead and talk to Tommy in Texas. Tommy, you're on the air.
Hey. Hey, I just wanted to make a comment. I'm a retired officer from the state of Texas, correctional officer. And when I was at the academy years back, it is the intent, legislative, it's already passed, it's to put all citizens in the state of Texas with a TDC number. They told us that. And they told us to look around each other because all of us eventually would have it. And that's just the way it is. For anybody who wants to come to Texas, if you come to Texas, you're looking at a TDC number.
Now, explain what a TDC. Explain what a TDC number is.
Texas Department of Correctional number. You're going to prison, or you will have that number. You will be on paper, which is they keep you on the paperwork, and basically you never get off of parole.
Everybody is in a database. Everyone is treated as a criminal.
That's correct. And I just want to let that out. I hope that other correctional officers will step forward and start telling it like it is. I was in gang intelligence, and they're really after the Hispanic community. They're the most volatile group as far as the department's concerned.
Issue. Statistically, the biggest gangs are Hispanic in Texas. Stay there. I want to hear about this. I mean, my God, we're completely defenseless. It's MS-13, Los Zetas, car bombings, rocket attacks. They kill whoever they want. Don't look at them edgewise. They'll gun you down. Nothing will happen. Because nobody knows their names. They don't have IDs. The whole system's for us, the fat, dumb cattle, whether we're black, white, or Hispanic.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Going back to Tommy in Texas. Finish up the point you were making, sir.
Well, it's just want to let people know and be aware that about their beautiful state here. It's not what it seems. I got in it thinking I could possibly make a change. I heard so much about what was going on in there, and it is true. There's nothing but human rights violations going on left and right. People getting run over by the pickup trucks out in the field. You know, the whole thing is if you end up violating someone, you can always quit at that time, and you're welcome back as long as it's the day before the year is out, and then you're reinstated. So you're that's the whole thing. It's if you patch up and become part of the good old boy system, things will be all right. And you have to play the game. And if you don't, you're out.
Did you know Texas alone has the third most prisoners in the world? First it's the U.S., then it's China, then it's Texas. And they even bring prisoners in from out of state here, and that's pretty much the biggest part of our economy. Overall, law enforcement-related activities are now, and it's not going to go away. And under the British Ministry of Defense and the Pentagon now, we are all designated enemy combatants, basically. And it is the private bankers that own the military, they own the whole system, and the individual is the enemy. They even admit new wars won't be against countries, it's going to be against crowds and rioters. And because they say the people are going to revolt. And I know the average, I mean, you know, take my great uncle. You know, he was in the Army for like 20 years, then he worked for the post office, and then for about 6-7 years, you know, that's the kind of job you get. He went into corrections. He's not a bad guy, but the system itself, he's retired now, the system itself, you know, is really dangerous. Plus, you're in there with a bunch of scum, and so it becomes acceptable, just like war turns people into bad folks. It's just a nightmare.
Well, it's part of the brainwashing, you know, because it's part departmental policy, which everybody sees in the black and white in your outtakes that everybody that's available to the public. And then that's not how it's ran. It's ran by the warden, okay? And the warden has his own policy. The warden runs the farm, and it's what he says. And forget what's written.
And I'll tell you, if you see the movie Shawshank Redemption, in the past, about half the time, the wardens are that corrupt. Go ahead.
Well, it is, and it's just a shame. And they teach you that they don't just come out right and say, but all through the academy, and then once you're out, it's always us versus them, and them are just fellow human beings.
And by the way, you know? That's then what happened here. Now the police, it's us versus them. And I call back sometime. Tell me some stories, my friend.
That's for sure, AJ. I'm going to get a hold of you while I'm here in Austin. I'd like to meet up with you.
Well, unfortunately, you know, I'd love to meet up with you, too, and I appreciate your call. All I do is work. And so I don't want to like Jabba the Hutt. I'm trying to make myself exercise 30 minutes a day. And I just got work piled up to the – I mean, yesterday I got up at 5 a.m., drove in, was on KLBJ FM for 2.5 hours. And then I did the TV show and all the other radio interviews and my own show and bill paying and editing videos and working on new films. And, you know, most filmmakers make one film a year and that's all they do. I make two films a year. I do the radio. I'm not whining. I'm saying a lot of the time the quality isn't as good as it could be because I mean, I'm doing 14 jobs here. And, I mean, it's hard for me. You know, in the past I would go out to our family farm and ranch 4 or 5 times a year and hunt. I love walking to the woods by myself with a compound bow, shooting a wild hog, dragging it in, you know, getting it skinned, cooking it, eating it. I mean, I'm a primitive. I love driving down to the coast and renting a boat with friends and having them gun out 70 miles out in the ocean with sharks all around you and big old fish and catching them and hauling them in and driving back in about 8 o'clock at night, freezing most of your catch, taking some of it into the restaurant right there where they fry it and you eat it and drinking a ice-cold beer right out of the ice chest. I don't do any of that, ladies and gentlemen. I don't do that anymore. I'm not whining. I'm saying everybody gets insulted. I can't return most people's emails. I can't meet with people that want to meet with me. I can't go to a lot of events because I've counted the cost. I've said, look, they're taking over. They plan on total enslavement. Martial law can come at any time. It can come this week or next year. I don't know. I've got to wake up as many as I can, and I say, wait a minute. Can I wake up more people doing 2 or 3 radio interviews a day in my own show, and each radio show, even a small radio show, reaching tens of thousands? You know, some mom-and-pop AM station reaches tens of thousands. Or should I jump on an airplane and fly to some neat city I want to see for a couple days? A lot of people in this movement, and I'm not knocking them. They love to fly from one town to the next and go on tours. And you fly into a nice place, you stay for 3 days, you only speak once, you go to museums, you go to nice restaurants, you play the part of the cool guy. People pick you up and kiss your butt, and you go speak to a crowd and get a speaking fee. I don't do that. I fly in and I say, I want you to give this to a firefighter organization. I brought my whole crew of four people. We're not taking the money. Don't give it to the firefighters. I don't just fly around here and fly around there. I mean, a lot of times I'll have a movie star call me up. You know, other than Charlie Sheen or Willie Nelson or people like that. And they'll say, hey, come out and hang out at my place with me. You know, before I go on air, you know, before I speak out, I want to get to know you. So come on out here. I got a boat, you know, in Manhattan, or I got a boat in California, you know. We'll go out a couple days on the boat and have my chef fix dinner for you and stuff, ride jet skis. I go, nope, sorry, can't do it. I mean, other people would jump at that. Listen, I do whatever I think is going to hurt the New World Order. Okay, that's what I spend my time on. That's what I do. And if I deserve any credit, it's that. I mean, I almost cringe when somebody like Willie Nelson calls up and says, I've been listening to your show 10 years. I want to come on the show. You know why I cringe? Because it's going to drive the other talk show host mad with envy. And some listeners are going to go crazy thinking I'm a movie star or something. But then I think, no, this will really get attention for 9/11 Truth. Plus, I like Willie Nelson. So I'll go ahead and have Willie Nelson on. And, you know, I've been a nice guy. I mean, I remember my whole time I grew up, and then when I was in this movement, people would act like they were my friend, and they'd do aggressive things to me or backstabbing things to me, and I'd put up with it. And they would smile at me with that fake look of sardonic elitism. Now, I don't put up with that. Anybody I associate with me screws me in any way. I never talk to them again. But then there's the frustration of I can't get them out of my life. They're always there sucking off of me, always there creeping around using my name, always using my show to build what they do on my back. So I try to be a moral, upstanding person. That's how the world works. And then, well, what are you going to do? You got to make a compromise. Got to leave people alone. You know, can't tell the listeners what I really think of people. Believe me, I mean, I was one inch a few minutes ago from doing it. I just may do a whole show where I tell you what I think about everybody, only because it might just be healthy to do. Because I'll tell you right now, I'm pure. And by pure, I'm pure at the level of I mean what I'm doing and I'm trying to do it for the right reasons. Now, all of my works are as dirty rags. And I got a lot of wickedness in me. Let's not. But that is not at my core. I got a lot of wickedness in me, ladies and gentlemen. We all do, but that is not at my core. My core loves little babies and puppy dogs and beautiful sculptures and beautiful women, not for sex, but just to behold their beauty. Now, I am a good person, a nurturative person, a loving person, and I've done everything I've done for the good of others. Because that's what I enjoy. That's what I've always done. But I've also learned not to give people multiple chances to push me around. Life is too short, and the backstabbing, larcenous, treacherous stuff I've seen is unbelievable. But I know you've seen that in daily life. You've seen that in business. You've seen that in relationships yourselves. And the world is getting worse. But don't ever let it get you down, and don't ever think because other people are cheating, you should cheat. I see that a lot. Well, my wife cheated on me, so, you know, now I cheat on her. And it doesn't mean any of us are perfect, but we need to not do that. Well, I had a girlfriend cheated on me, so now that I have a new girlfriend, I'm going to cheat on her. And that, you know, I mean, that's the kind of basic stuff. Or, well, people cheat in business, so I'm going to go ahead and cheat in business. I mean, here I am turning down hundreds of quack nutrition and, you know, magic cure stuff from these advertisers. But then still, I have to be associated with other shows and people that don't turn it down. I have to be associated with people that have backstabbed me, talk crap about me, and then run around and say, oh, Alex is bad. He doesn't associate with us. Why don't you look in the dirty mirror at the reason I don't? Now, I notice the people that do all this bad stuff, they never take responsibility for the things they have done. That's just like the government. In fact, before I go back to calls, I want to play some of these clips. It's 5 minutes long, and it's New York a few days ago. These peaceful Tibetans are walking along. They're about 100 yards from the front of the UN building. I've been there many times, demonstrating and videotaping myself. There's always groups out there protesting, and the police run up. You hear them saying, you get to listen carefully on the actual video at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. I don't know if it'll come across on air or even if we can play it all. But they say, do you have a permit? Do you have a permit? And the people are all jacked up. They're peaceful monks, but they don't, you know, they are accustomed to the communist Chinese trying to stop them, and they're going to protest. So they march past the cops. The cops start shoving them. The monks pull back, keep marching. They get to the front. More cops pull up, violently pull their cars up in front of everybody. They pull out the metal batons, the extendable batons. And they start beating, I mean, just waylaying, full power, whacking people with metal batons. And then the cops run up to the cameraman and they say, we're going to kill you. And the cameraman pulls back. And then what blew me away was, I don't know, 30, 40% of the comments, I mean, I went through a bunch of pages of it, were saying, good, good for the cops. They didn't follow orders. They were yelling. The cops have all got their tasers out and they're tasering people. And the Tibetan women are crying, just like China, just like China. Does that cop think his pension fund is, they want martial law cops so they can take the pension funds. The pension funds have already been spent by almost every Fortune 500. The Social Security's been gone since 96. The reason they're training you no protest and microwave and audio cannons is because they're going to hurt everybody. Don't you understand that? They're going to hurt you. And you just look in the mirror when all this happens. It's the same thing. And they train the cops, you got to be in control. You got to be in control. You can't put up with this. You can't, you know, they got to have permits. And so that's their excuse. You don't have a permit. Austin just said you have to have a permit. They just lost another lawsuit 2 days ago. Austin doesn't care. They'll just keep doing the same policy and keep paying out $100,000, $20,000. I was looking at the different suits they've lost. I think the last one was $100,000 and was multiple counts of it. I know the 27 people, $100,000 lawsuits, plus that's what the state usually gives out, plus in 2000 for banning protests around the governor's mansion. I mean, when Austin cops walked up to me last time, I said, you've lost a bunch of lawsuits. What are you doing saying I can't stand here with signs saying Ron Paul? And they said, we're going to arrest you. It's all on video. Put it up on YouTube. And I just said, I can't believe you. I was treating them with respect, being friendly. And after that, I just said, you are degenerate scum. And I said, you go ahead and arrest me, and you just better make it good because I am going to sue you. And again, you think I want to spend $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 dragging you through the process? You'll probably lose, but it doesn't matter. It's you. You're the one jumping out in front of a bus. You're the one doing wrong. Don't make me do this. And then I saw sergeants telling captains, man, come on, they got it right. They'd be 20 yards away, but you can watch their lips moving on the video because we were videotaping them going, I don't think we should, and guys throwing their arms up. Because I told them, I said, I'm going to sue all of you. Don't do it. You know you've lost lawsuits. Might have been some Tibetan that didn't speak good English. I started yelling back at him. It'd have been over, man. They'd have tasered me. And I've said it many times. That wasn't some chest-beating victory that I had to back the cops off like a bunch of wolves with a torch around the campfire. Their eyes coming up out of the dark. There wasn't a victory. It was sick. You think I like messing with police? You think I like rubbing the nose of 150 cops in riot gear and beating them? These are aggressive, tough guys. They like to knock heads. You think I like having to challenge them and threaten them? I have to. And now I have to drive around in this town. Now I have to be around them. My family does. And don't worry, they're going to win in the end. All you that want to see me fall, all you that want to see me torn to pieces, all the other talk show hosts, all the cops, people in this movement, all of you, you're going to get to probably see me torn to pieces. Probably sooner rather than later. And you think you win, but you don't. Because I was always real. I always stood for what was right. I never compromised. I never surrendered. And I win in the end. And this idea wins. And the good people out there, we outnumber you. And we're going to win.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Couldn't their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphidesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the NutraMedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is the real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activation that cause chronic health issues and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutraMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him, they can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down. And the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
We need a cop! Leroy! Officer!
Don't
Letty. Officer Letty is swinging a club. Officer Letty, Officer Morallo, with for no reason at all. Officer Reddy, look at these cops clubbing people in front of the UN. Unbelievable. Protesting to free Tibet, cops clubbing people in their legs, in the sidewalk, in front of the UN in America. This is not China. There's another club coming out. Unbelievable. Another one. Another club. You guys are outrageous. You guys are outrageous. This is disgusting. You guys, I've never seen such gross violence. Tibet, Buddhists from Tibet. Unbelievable. Free Tibet. Free Tibet. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right. It's all right.
Okay, folks. I meant to play Governor Ridge being confronted, but we do have that up on JonesReport.com about Bohemian Grove. It's a great clip by Gary Franchi. I wanted to take a few final calls from Alex in Germany, Scott in Arizona, Rachel in California. We're going to try. I didn't get to a lot of the news. It's a catch-22. Take your calls or cover all the news. But I did get to most of it. A lot of incredible stuff up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com today. There's two different products we carry by New Vitality. They have hundreds of products, but these are I'm sure they're all great, but this is a well-respected vitamin company and supplement company, but these are the two I know are really good. And that's the Aloe's Colon and Body Cleanse, aloe vera, and other herbs on to really clean your guts out. Very important step to take. 1-800-569-4056. They also have the Super Beta Prostate, the well-documented herbs known for shrinking the prostate and the overall health of it. That's very well-researched information. Super Beta Prostate Formula, 1-800-569-4056. 1-800-569-4056 from the folks at New Vitality. And I haven't plugged them today. I'll just say I'm a filmmaker. We got Endgame. We got Terror Storm, Final Cut, Loose Change, Final Cut, InfoWars.com. Order the DVDs or see them all in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. Olympic protester sentenced to 5 years imprisonment, beaten. This is Olympic human rights activist Yang Chu Lin was sentenced to 5 years imprisonment Tuesday for inciting subversion of state power by championing his cause with the slogan, "We don't want the Olympics, we want human rights." Our government now is supporting China and what they're doing. Just a few years ago, they said it would now. Prison for saying, "We want freedom." And already, most areas in the country, folks, you try to protest without a permit, they walk up, they pull batons out, and they knock your teeth out. America is now becoming that. And that's so you can't protest and shoot your mouth off when you're a slave. Again, it's no point in me just bashing cops. I feel sorry for you, too. I just feel sorry for all. You know, we're out of time. Alex in Germany, call me back tomorrow. We'll go to the head of the line. Same with Rachel, Scott, Jim, Tim, everybody else. By the way, first hour was jam-packed with key news on Tibet and some other issues I didn't get to. Also, the Second Amendment issue, new developments there with the house-to-house gun confiscations is basically what it is. Going on all over the country. If you missed any of that, it restarts in 1 minute. But there's one place to listen, InfoWars.com. You just, right now, go to InfoWars.com, and it says mainstreams, and it restarts in 1 minute when this show ends at InfoWars.com. And other AM and FM affiliates re-air us throughout the evening and next morning. I want to thank all of them from Pennsylvania to Montana. We'll be right back at InfoWars.com. God bless you all.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.